Yo, 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 welcome to the Aussie GH Boys podcast. This is EKD and I want to wish y'all a happy Easter. Shout out to Louis V as well. We couldn't get to do this, but I'm sure he also wants to wish you guys a happy Easter and we hope you enjoy this episode. Peace out.
I be young, black, and Australian. I be, you've seen and you've heard of them. They go, voila when they see us, so. Voila when they see us, so. I don't.
Okay, first of all, Sydney, I have a question for you. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this is a serious question. I don't know why you're laughing.
Sorry. Go on, ask me.
Okay, guys, Cindy's still here on episode 32, by the way. She did such a great job that we decided to have her back onto this episode. Because you know she killed it. You know what I mean? I think you should do it. Have you thought about doing your own podcast?
Absolutely not.
But
why not?
You're good at it.
She can be the Aussie GH girl.
Yeah. I'll be like, Cindy, what do you think about this?
Sounds
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we also have Clinton in the building as well. Clinton, do you want to shout yourself out?
Hey, I'm Clinton Quedjo.
Is that it?
That's it.
Really? Yeah. I thought you would have like AKA.
Oh, shit.
No, that's what you expected, but that's just Clinton.
There's
okay.
Clinton.
Okay.
It's like Beyonce. It doesn't need a surname.
Do you know the crazy thing? Like, my sister every day was calling me. So when is Clinton coming on? I'm like, oh, I thought you were listening to this for me. He's like, I want to hear Clinton speak.
Louis,
do you want to introduce yourself as well before I ask
so
my questions?
It's Badman Louis, man.
We know what time it is. Hey, you know what? It's EKD in the building. You know what time it is, okay? So I'll get to the question, Cindy. Cindy, you know how relationships get sometimes, you know what I mean, like in terms of, you know, arguments in terms of like back and forth.
Yes,
in terms of sometimes women don't keep their hands to themselves.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And my question as a man, from a man's perspective, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it, you've been there before.
Yeah,
perfect. So you know, use your hands a bit. So my question is, yeah, if a woman is constantly hitting you, as a man, self defense, natural instinct is
mm-hmm.
you're gonna protect yourself. In some shape or form.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So what happens if you're like, let's just say hypothetically speaking, shout out to Quavo, you're caught on camera trying to defend yourself in an environment where a woman is attacking you.
And you got this.
And you accidentally put your hand on the woman.
Accidentally.
Oh, like you're defending yourself.
Going back to what you said about Quavo, do you think what you saw, I mean, we only got like a couple seconds of
that
video, but from what we saw, do you think he was defending himself?
I don't think so, because I read
so
the comments and a lot of people were saying, Sweetie, is that her name?
Yeah.
She wanted to leave. But
well,
Quavo,
it's how it appeared.
Yeah,
right?
But Quavo didn't want her.
Because the way she was swinging at the back fell and he just watched her on the floor struggle to get up and then still, I'm like, wait.
But
no.
I do get what you're trying to say.
Like, let's take the video out of it.
Okay.
Just speak
okay.
Like a woman constantly putting your hands on a man.
Yeah.
Where do you draw the line when in a sense,
I think if somebody's constantly putting their hands on anybody, that's a problem, right?
Yeah.
But I will say, like I said, I've been there before where, you know, as a woman, for whatever reason, you might lose your temper
mm-hmm.
or you might react physically
mm-hmm.
out of some type of, most of the time it's from hurt,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you might act out physically.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there before. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think, you know, I used to, when I was younger, believe that, you know, okay, well, if a woman can put her hands on a man, then she better expect to be, you know, if you put yourself in a position where you're brave enough to put your hands on a man, you better expect to receive it. That's when I was younger, I used to believe that. Then I was in that situation myself. And I think that we have to remember that men will always be physically stronger than women, most of the time, right?
Yeah.
So when it comes to, do I believe men, you know, are defending themselves, is it okay to defend yourself? Absolutely, you should defend yourself. No one should ever put anyone's hands on anyone, right?
Yeah.
But I think when you're in the process of defending yourself, you have to understand that you are stronger than this woman,
yeah.
right? So there's defending yourself, and then there's fighting back,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do
so I'm talking about defending yourself. So in defending yourself, sometimes your hands will do.
You should find a way.
Not everyone is trained like that. That's another problem.
I understand
as well.
That,
like,
but
yeah.
I'm not even saying that, you know, it is unfair to be all on the man. Like, if a woman loses her temper, why is it all on the man? But the reason is because you're physically
stronger.
Yeah.
And that's all it is. If you find yourself in that situation as a man, your actions should always be to de-escalate.
Mm-hmm.
Your actions shouldn't
yeah.
be to
yeah.
make things worse.
Mm-hmm.
It should be about de-escalate, like, protect yourself, yes?
Yeah.
But try and de-escalate the situation.
That's my
answer. If you can protect yourself without hurting her, then why are you, you know, being more violent? because some women, that's only going to provoke them more, or someone's going to get hurt.
So what responsibility do you place on the woman for attack? What do you have to say for women that feel like they need to
absolutely,
put
it's
their
the
hands
woman's
on
responsibility.
Yeah.
I think as a grown woman or as a grown
you should know better.
You should know better. You really should. And like I said, speaking from someone who's been in that situation before, you're not proud of yourself when you lose your temper and that happens.
Yeah.
You're not proud of you. I mean, some women might be.
I feel like some women take like
pride in
dehumanizing the man, because the man has a lot of ego and pride, and they want to be the man. You know what
I
mean?
Think
so. If a man is not putting their hands on you, or they respect you enough not to touch you or anything, I feel like women should also respect themselves not to do that, because there's only so much a man or someone with ego or pride, like myself, can take before. I've never done that before, but can take before. They can't handle it anymore.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Obviously, as a woman, there's a way to carry yourself, right?
Yeah.
And you should respect yourself enough to not behave this way, let alone respect other
but
human
beings.
But niggas be cheating.
I mean... Well! You put it like that, I thank you!
But, I mean, that's never an excuse, right?
Yeah.
Like, if a man cheats on you, that's never an excuse to put your hands
thank
on
you.
Him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, I don't think it is. I mean...
I want to ask Clinton this year. Are men as bad as women make it out to be?
In, like, gay men. Relationships.
Listen, gay men were like a different breed, so that's
what's the difference?
The things that I see straight people do, gay people, we don't do that.
Okay.
And the things that lesbians do, gay people, we don't do that.
Can you give us an example?
Yeah.
Like an example?
An example would be if I went on a gay person went on a date for the first time ever with some guy, we're fucking today.
It's okay.
Like, there's nothing wrong with that. If I was like, yo, can we just skip this and there's
okay.
nothing wrong with that. I don't know about lesbians, but I know they do something different.
Okay.
But straight people just kind of like, go up like, that fuck? We just want to fuck? Like, that's okay, but we'll still talk after we...
Can I ask you a question? Does that have
there's
to
no
do,
judgment.
There's
no
have to do with the fact that they're both men, so they both don't give a fuck? Because a woman will have a different standard
no, it's
for
because,
everything.
Like, being gay, like, you just kind of, we're being judged all the time. So the fact is, like, I can finally go on a date with a guy? Fuck all this judgment shit. Let's just skip, I want to have sex with you. Because...
Mm-hmm.
I can't go to my straight friends and be like, are you okay on the first date? That's like, with another gay person, religious, no, it's like, there's no judgment. It's like, that's what you want. Okay, cool, let's go for it.
Okay. So what's your, have you dated women before?
I have slept with women, but not dated.
You know, I don't even believe sometimes you're gay. Because, like,
honey, that's all.
I
that's
see,
not, you're not the first person to say.
You know what? So for me, when I say I don't believe you're gay, I think I'm saying it in the sense that
from what you've seen,
from
what I've
given, you can go both ways. Like maybe you're bi, like you can go both ways. Or
would
it's
you
like,
say you're bi or you're gay? Okay.
No, it's just when it comes to me, I know I've spoken to like my gay friends about this. I'm like, wait, I'm not gonna say the person's name, but they remember this conversation. If you hear this, I'm like, would you ever go near female? But we have a lot of female friends, but in that sense, and he was like, hell to the no. The last time I touched one was when I came out of one. But I'm like, wait, my opinion on that is different. Because my first ever experience with a female, because if you're being given, oh, you're gay, you're just kind of like, okay, fuck it, I'm gay then. I'm just going
to... So you mean you were having that experience when you were younger?
No.
Oh,
it
okay.
just, when my experience first happened, it just happened. No one planned it. We were just at one of my girlfriend's house. We were so comfortable with each other. We were all completely nude. We just like, let's dance, let's change. She had a pool, so it's like...
Yeah.
Get in the pool naked, come out, and then just one thing led to it just happened. And I was
okay.
like, oh, okay, wait, that's what changed. I'm like, oh, it all feels good. It just, in my mind, I'm thinking I will only be attracted to a guy. So,
you were gay prior to having that incident with
me? Yes.
Okay.
Because what society kept telling me,
right.
I was like, everybody, oh, I'm like, there can be some feminine men that I know of. They're just kind of like, I live with one. The straight nigga's like, oh, he's gay, but he's not. It just
I want to push you there.
Very feminine.
So you're saying that you decided to go ahead with the whole gay flow because of the fact that everyone was saying you were gay?
I knew I was attracted to men, but it's not to the same extent my other male partners will feel. Does
right.
that make sense?
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, okay, am I bi now? But then I'll do my research. I'm like, no, I don't fit into that category. I'm like, am I non-binary? But I'm like, no, I don't fit into that category. Now I'm at the point, I'm like, just don't brand me, bitch. It's just whatever I feel is what I feel in the moment.
Okay.
Because sometimes, like, I spoke about this many times. I'm like, why did I do that? I'm like, wait, the person I did do shit with, it was just more about the person. It's just the connection. It was just there. I'm like, yo, like, I might be gay, but I can still see your whole bitch. But like, I will fuck this shit out of you. It's so pretty. Like, the fuck, I can imagine the sex.
That's like, true. That's like, please. Do you think that the influence, like, from people when you were younger, saying that you were gay before you had really decided what category
myself,
you were. Do you think that had an impact?
It had a huge.
Okay.
Because they were just already fitting me in there so bad.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah,
well, make it fit then.
Right.
Yeah. So I was like, oh.
So you subscribed to being gay, even though you kind of, you had the feelings, you weren't certainly sure, but you said you were gay because everyone was saying
it. Was saying it. So I'm like, okay,
yeah,
well, if they see it,
that's
then that's what I'm not seeing it yet. So let me just agree to it until I'm ready to be like, oh, maybe I am. But I was like, no, I'm not bi, I'm not gay, I'm not, I don't fit into all those cap, because my gay friend's like, the fuck, you did well with a girl? Never.
Yep.
And a girl should be hanging around with a
fucking,
yeah,
gay friends,
yeah,
be like,
to be
the thought of a vagina just
it's like,
no,
but
he's
around a lot of pretty girls, so
yeah,
like, I can understand.
So that's not my doing.
You actually think because you're gay, or people think you're gay, women try to get with you because of that as well?
No, I think it's my press, because I'm just, I don't give a fuck about anything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm,
you know what,
so
as a
chill
woman, it is nice, because I think women have been so in the box, right?
Mm.
Like, you know, you can't be sexual, otherwise you're a whore, and you're whatever, whatever. So when you are around gay people who just live
and don't
their
judge
free
at all,
life, it is, as a woman, free.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of gay friends who I enjoy spending time with, just because, yeah, there is no judgment.
Yeah.
It's what you said, there really is no judgment. They just do what they want to do, when they want to do it, and nobody is thinking anything under their breath or, you know, saying anything under their breath.
And how is it like being gay in a black community?
Girl,
what's your struggles like?
Now, I'm chilled, but when I first, well, I didn't come out, I got outed out. Oh, I don't know what she's saying.
You don't have to say anything you're not comfortable saying.
Oh,
yeah,
like,
also,
I'm very comfortable saying it. I just want to bring other people's name into it. I came out to my high school friends because they knew before I knew, because I was kind of like, ugh.
I do actually remember you, because I don't know if you remember, I was a Sunday school teacher.
Yes, but at that age, I still
Cindy,
knew.
You're not even a Christian.
But
yeah.
First of all, let me move back and explain. You're going to go to church and you're going to be in this church and you're going to be Sunday school. So Clinton was actually in my Sunday school.
Yeah,
class.
I remember that. I would do the whole split.
I will never forget it, because, yeah, you were like, I can do the split. And like, you were how old would you be? You would have been like
11, 12, I don't know.
You were
young.
You were young. And I think from that age, looking back now, like knowing you now and knowing that you're out now, looking back, I can see where it was starting to. So were you out at that age?
No way. Absolutely. I was like, I'm aware there might be something slightly different.
Yeah.
I just, there was no one to speak to about it. I had no one to talk to.
Yeah.
My mom, I'm like,
it breaks my heart for you. That's so sad.
No, the thing is, I have to go through that to get to this point. Because now I'm just kind of like, okay. Back in those days, me and my mom's relationship was fucked. But now it's like, she's gotten used to the whole Ghanaian people just beating on my son. He's gay, da da da. She's like, I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am tired of it. If you're Christians, just love him. God will deal with him.
Mm-hmm.
So we, but back in those days, that wasn't the case. It was just always us bickering, like, are you gay? I'm like, I don't know, mate. I'm like, what? That's not an answer. Like,
yeah.
I need an answer. Are you? I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, wait, sorry to cut you off. So you're saying your parents sort of knew?
My mom,
before
I don't know how to, today, hearing this for the first time, she's going to hear it. She had no idea. No idea.
Did they see like a change of behavior or character?
Everybody's different, because my grandmother knew. And she would always kind of like, we were very close.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever we went to like Westfields, we'll walk together. She's always like, oh, could you, if you feel different, just let me know. Because she had a gay, she did nursing home. And she had some Indian folk that was gay with her, and he will always be like, listen, it's a lot to deal with, especially by the way you're describing your community. If he comes out being Indian as well, they will disown him.
Yeah.
If you want him dead or alive, pick one.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandma's like, wait a minute, well, I'm not trying to like lose a child.
Yeah.
And I was a kid at that time, so she would always, so I knew that in the back of my mind, we haven't spoken of me being like, I am gay, but she was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to
That's
be okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that.
So what was your struggles like, basically?
Our community was just out here, like, just going, screenshotting everything else, posting video, like video recording everything else, posting, go show my mom. So for like 4 years, that was just, we were going up and down, up and down. But I knew I had the support of like my uncle, my grandmother, my grandfather. But
so they were okay with you being?
They weren't okay, but just my grandma was just kind of like, listen, kind of, she's very religious, but she's like, I can't judge you.
Yeah.
Like the, you having sex with a guy, that's the sin. But I fell in love with Clinton. That's the first person I've known.
Mm-hmm.
You've always been Clinton.
She
just, you're sleeping with her.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my problem to deal with. So unless you're not killing anyone, hurting yourself or others, I have to love Clinton, point blank, period. But it's just my mom was just the only problem. She didn't get it. Yeah. Just kind of, the Bible says this, the Bible says that. I'm like, wait, bitch. Last time I checked, you could have swallowed. You brought me here. But she thinks it's a choice.
Mm. I got a question to ask you, because on our previous episode when we spoke about LGBT, because you're saying some of your family members were for it, some of them weren't for it.
Mm-hmm.
So from your personal experience and perspective, do you think that they just didn't know what it was? That's why they were against it? Or do you think they knew what it was, but they just hated that you came out being yourself?
They hated.
So you think...
It's just the religion aspect of things.
So that's... Okay.
It was always...
So it's hard for them to accept it because they're Christians.
Period.
Okay.
It's just every end, like, I think, okay, we're getting common ground, and my mom was just being... I'm like, girl! The Bible says, well, bitch, you had me without fucking getting married. You're sinning.
Yeah.
Like, that's not fair. Just because we get to pick and choose which part of the... I'm like, what? Yeah. So we're always the... I'm like...
And sometimes for me, it seems like the Christians that don't kill me for this, but they seem to have more problem
with it
rather than anyone else.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
But I feel like sometimes it's not even about Christianity. You just care more about what other people think.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If you saw...
Yeah.
The Lil Nas X thing. I mean, if you saw that, you saw the people mostly that, like you said,
that were
coming
mad.
To
were
the Christians. And maybe that's because he referenced hell and that just sent
just
them spiraling.
All,
I don't know what this constant fear of gay people is.
I think it's ignorance, like Chaplin said, because...
Yeah.
Me, I actually watched the Lil Nas X video, but then I already knew what I expected.
I didn't watch it though.
Okay.
I watched it.
The issue there is that everyone watched it with no context.
Yes.
Right? Everyone just
watched
it and it was like, oh my god, he just came out and he made this
video
about,
I think you have
to understand that the reason he made the video or where it came from was because somebody, I think they tweeted him or something saying that, you know, you're gonna go to hell.
Mm.
Or he had been hearing that, you know, you're gonna go to hell because you're gay. And his response was, well, if I go to hell, I'm gonna twerk on the devil.
Literally.
And it was like a funny, like, you know, just a joke.
Yeah,
right?
You can't tell me he didn't know making a freaking shoe with 666. He knew he was going to do all of this.
Yeah.
He knew. But just the fact that you've always been like, you're gay, you're going to hell. So all those people that bullied me as a younger kid, fuck you now. Because I'm
exactly
where you would never get to. Maybe some of you will, but I'm there now.
Okay.
So let me put it in your face. Like,
you
said I was going...
Do you think the things that were in the video, do you think that, like, you need parental guidance for that?
To watch it?
To watch
those.
Yes, of course.
But I don't think... I think they'll be playing it on MTV, like, on a normal day. Like, if
they're not going to be playing that video.
This is the thing, right? Like, I understand if you're concerned about kids watching it.
Yeah.
But, like, you'd be concerned about kids watching...
Anything.
At the moment.
I wasn't a fan of
the
whole aspect. I know the context of it, but I wasn't a fan of the whole devil aspect.
Because it's a bit.
But the devil aspect was brought in by Christians.
I know that, but still, I can't watch. Me personally, I can't watch that.
I get that. But
they
like,
tried to basically use Christianity as a weapon
against
him.
Which I understand
was
wrong.
But Cindy, would you say that the video is just basically about someone says something about him or he's the devil and he had to respond? Don't you think there's a bigger agenda behind it?
I mean, the bigger agenda behind it is views and hits
and
plays.
I
do agree that it's shock value. Of course it is.
Yeah,
but I think what he's done
is
he's taken that shock value and he's decided, okay, I'm going to use what you're saying to get the views and the plays and to better myself. Why not? More power to him. I think he's very smart. And he's
business-wise, he's like, I got you, honey. This is what you think.
You know, he's been playing it up, tweeting it, and he's like, okay, you know, when someone tweets him and says some rubbish, he tweets back, no worries, make sure you check the video.
That's what you're saying.
No.
Do I believe that he's at home worshipping the devil?
No.
No. I don't.
Okay.
No.
I
don't. It just wasn't.
But you know what? What I would say to the Christians not just the Christians, anybody who comes at him, you have to remember he's what, 21 or 22?
He's still
years
a kid.
Old. And if a 21 or a 22 year old starts behaving this way or puts stuff out like
Spends
this that
someone.
You think is wrong or whatever, as a Christian, why is your response to
like
further bash him? Why, if you really are
educate
a Christian,
him. Yes,
not even just educate
Absolutely.
Him, but why is the question not, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's,
this is someone who's depicting themselves
you,
in hell.
I've seen a lot of mixed reviews on the video. I watched most of them. A lot of people were offended because before he came out, he did the Old Town Road song.
Yeah.
And a lot of people didn't really know
he was
gay. And and a lot of kids followed that song.
But why do people think that gay people owe them the explanation of saying I'm gay or I'm straight? When you meet someone, do they ask you,
are you straight? Are you gay?
You need to tell me.
I don't understand that.
I have a question that I want to crush on straight girls.
We don't tell them. It's like,
exactly.
You can keep it to yourself.
Yeah, I have a question that I was. Cindy's my translator, by the way. That's why I brought Cindy here to translate everything I asked for me. Because sometimes people say I say things too straight up.
We want to hear that.
No, not every time. Depends on the
topic. Lock it down. We'll understand it.
Depending on the topic. That's why I'm bringing Cindy here. From now on, Cindy,
I'm going to
See how you asked the question about Nas being like sometimes it's a cry for help or something like that in regards to that. So
I didn't think it was a cry for
help. Like you instead of asking me, it's okay.
I'm saying, yeah, why is the conversation judgment instead of checking in to see if something's
okay.
Or helpful at least.
Yeah. So Clinton, what I wanted to ask you is
something about him saying I've been trying to stay like positive for all of this, but right now I'm not doing well, but I'm using humor to just
calm
like,
down. Yeah.
Don't you people care about that? That cool.
Yeah.
It's
get
not
money.
So
in that perspective, do you think you sometimes feel that like you're kind of not where you want to be, and instead of people supporting you or asking or helping you or educating you, rather that they like kind of like, you know, I'm trying to be as, you know,
but when I was younger, yes, I felt that. When I was younger,
look at your face.
When I was younger, I felt it, but now I'm saying right now, I don't give a fuck.
Can you relate to that? You know how Lil Nas is now, like, putting his, what people say is over the top, or he's taking it extreme. I know that there are people out there who would probably have the opinion that the things you post and the things that you do are extreme.
Extreme, yes.
So,
I love Cindy.
And I
love
Cindy.
I know what you're trying to say. What the fuck?
Just in the way it rhymes. My bloody.
It's a really bad word. It's a bad word.
I know.
So then my question, that's what I would ask is, do you ever feel like the things you do or the things you put out there to the world are extreme or too
100%? And I did that just to be like, fuck you.
Period. So do you feel like you do it more?
Now I'm telling you, but in those days, I'll be in my bathtub with my butt out, and I'm like, and I didn't get it first because Quay,
you're a nice butt,
Quay
by the way.
Thank you, would always check me like, you already have us. You already have us, like, we fuck with you. We don't give a fuck if you don't have to prove it to anyone. Stop doing that. But I just like, well, I'm so comfortable now that I want him to see, I don't give a fuck what you say, what you do. I've got love around me. I'm good, bitch. So I just did that just to piss people off.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, no, there's no need for that, nigga. Just do your life.
Okay.
Live your life. If people fuck with you, if they don't, fast forward.
So did you ever feel like you didn't belong? Kind of.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's gay, black, in Australia.
No way!
It must take a lot of pride to do that, which is what I genuinely fuck with, because I feel like a lot of people always want to fit in, and a lot of people don't hate people going against them. So for someone to, that's what, because people would think that I'm homophobic. I think people, when I said I was bringing Clinton, everyone's like, oh my God, I can't wait for this. You're going to fuck up.
I'm not going to lie.
I think when he thinks people are different, let's just try. If he didn't get it, I'll try.
Educate me.
Yes.
But nobody's,
I
think this is the thing, is nobody's saying that anybody has to agree with anyone's opinions. You may not agree with what he does, he may not agree with what you do, or, you know,
the respect of him being brave enough to come out and be like, I'm gay, and fuck what you guys think, I fuck with that.
But I think
it takes a lot.
I think that's how most people feel towards you, is that they respect your bravery. Because this community can be harsh and can be very, very brutal. So to be able to come out and leave your truth and live it so bravely is a testament.
I think it takes a lot for something. Like, if I was gay, I don't think I'll ever come out. Do you think hiding it takes a toll on you? If you were to hide it,
it would take a more toll on you than speaking out.
That's what I mean. Like, speaking about it is like belief. Because how long can you hold a life?
Maybe some people don't want to offend their parents and stuff. It's just about time. You know, it's going to get to a point, and then you're going to be like, you know what? Fuck it. I want to be myself. But
I have an experience at work with a woman who, she's been married for 25 years. They have two kids. kids, and they're having a separation now because her husband has just come out and said he's gay. He's known the whole time
that he's gay.
But how sad is it that these men have gone their whole lives living this because of the fear of other people?
Exactly.
Which brings me to this: what can men in general, black men in Australia and the society, do in general?
Respect.
That's it.
Like, I'm a human being. Stop looking down on me. Like, oh, you're gay. Ew. It's like, the fuck?
Do you do that now? Because I feel like now it's more normalized.
I don't think it's normalized now. You still get people that are homophobic.
Sorry.
But I think it's not like the way it used to be before.
No, I think it's worse. Like, for example, the way we look at homophobics, we look down on them more than we do gay people. So to speak. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, okay, there's a gay person. But if there's a gay person and a homophobe, well, the homophobe is the problem.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, society is slowly changing, which is sad. It shouldn't be that one's worse than the other. It should just be. But I want to ask you quickly, because you said that you believe that, well, no, I want to know if you believe that not just Ghanaian men, African men, black men, I guess in Australia.
So I shouldn't expose people.
No, I do not.
No, I would never, because I understand the feelings.
Finish your question. I already know what you're about to ask before you
know. I would never, because it's not, I don't think anyone should expose anyone ever.
Ever.
And if you know someone's gay, that's not just
a crime.
What
is the guy from Africa? He goes out screaming.
It doesn't matter, even for him. And most, you know, I won't even say that because I'm going to freak everybody out.
Okay.
There was... I'm
going to
say it. Sorry. There is a study, and I don't know the name of the study. You can look it up yourselves. But there was a study that actually studied homophobic men.
Yeah.
And it found in that study that the most homophobic men... So they played porn, right? They hooked people up to all these machines that monitored heart rate, perspiration, arousal, basically. And they played them porn. All types of porn. Straight porn, gay porn, all types of porn. And it actually turned out that the men that reported to be most homophobic were most aroused by man-on-man porn. So I do believe that I believe that the people that are most homophobic, and I'm talking about the extreme ones, the ones that are like, if I see a gay person, I'm going to bash them.
How are you this bothered? Were you
I truly believe, have some own of their own issues going on. But even in that situation, I would not say out that person.
No, never. So what's your question, honey?
But my question was, in general, do you believe that there are black men or Ghanaian men or whatever, African men in the Australian community today who are gay, who are in the closet, who still are not brave enough to step forward? Because like we said,
it's a huge thing.
See, what I would consider gay, I'm like, I can see that for them, because my idea of gay is like the whole flamboyant stuff. But this is just fact. 80% of the men I've done anything with,
straight
men.
Interesting.
But I feel like sometimes you don't know until you explore.
Well, my question
is... sometimes men don't want to explore it, but maybe you might explore it and be like, oh, shit, I actually
like this.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
You know what I mean? But they don't even want to put their mind to that of actually trying to explore it. So if they were to get drunk and just explore it, and like, oh, shit, I'm actually...
So, at what point did you understand people being gay? Like,
I feel like I've been on that path for a while now.
Yeah.
Where like my mindset is all about you do what makes you happy. I think that's my whole thing these days is you do, because I'm sick of people always talking about other people or having judgment based on what people do. So my mindset, like for 4 or 5 years now, is we do what makes you happy, because people are going to have something to say anyway. So I respect people that are brave enough
to do what makes them happy when
people still have something to say.
Did I vote?
See, that's the
problem. When we had the marriage equality.
I don't vote and stuff like that. And that's my problem, because I know I would be like...
So
oh,
you didn't vote?
No, I didn't. Have so I'll be like... It has,
that didn't vote.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll be like, look, it has nothing to do with me, so I don't care. But as long as they make me happy, I don't have no judge. I can be friends with a gay person. I can talk with a gay person. Who cares? But as long as it has nothing to do with me. But then I thought, what if my son was gay? How would I... What would be my perspective?
Would your love be any less for
that child? Yeah, because now it actually has something to do with me. And I thought about, like, as long as he's playing basketball and he's making as long as he's athletic, playing basketball, I'm fine with whatever about it. That's my thing. What's your perspective? If your son was gay, how would you deal with it? Vinny?
I mean, I'll accept it.
Would it be hard for you to accept it?
Not now. Before I came to Australia, of course it would be hard for me. Because our perception of
gays
in Africa is just like...
See, that's interesting, because I have a son, right?
Yeah.
And if he told me he was gay, it would be hard for me to, I'm going to be honest, it would be hard for me to accept.
No, but I think it just teaches you to kind of like, no, let me go do more research about, because you're, what the fuck? And like,
but the reason I say
that,
the reason I say it would be hard for me to accept it is not because I don't want him to be gay, but it would be the fact that I understand what he's about to experience as a gay black man.
You know that
and
is more than enough.
Yeah,
you
but as a parent,
that
would be like, my biggest fear,
no,
and not
so
because
random.
I don't want him to be gay, but just because I know what he's going
you'll
to
understand
experience.
Him. The fact that you realize that, trust me, I wish I had that. My mom doesn't get that.
I wouldn't wish it for him just because of that.
You would still, like,
but as long as he's happy.
But come to me, okay, so you can't, you don't define yourself as gay, yeah?
Of anything, it's just whatever
you feel like.
In the moment! Like,
in the moment, yeah. So in terms of in the future, do you plan to have kids, do you plan to have kids with a woman, or
if
do you
I
plan to adopt with like a partner or something?
Both.
Both. It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so in the case of how
adults,
do you feel,
definitely, because you straight people be giving your kids away, but you won't let us gay people take them.
Yeah.
So yes.
What do you feel about that?
Amen. It pisses me off. I'm like, you're giving your kids away, and all these gay people are like, please give them to us. But yeah, you Christians would be like, no, you're gay. You can't have my kid. What?
Yeah.
I have a beautiful home to give this child. Like,
do you think? Do you think? I get what you mean, but do you think that affects? Like, they feel like that will affect the kid in the kid.
No,
you
like
can't
that?
Catch gayness. It's not contagious.
So, do you think you're born gay, or do you think that you become gay?
The best way I can put it. This question is always coming up. I'm like, listen. At what point did you think? Oh, I was born straight. Was it a flow? You just realized I'm attracted to women.
Oh, society told you to do it. Is that what you're saying?
No, how did you feel you were attracted to women? When did you realize, I fucking love women?
When I was one.
Well, thank you. That's the same with every gay person.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, fair
that's
enough.
How I feel.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you can answer it for yourself,
so
that's your answer.
So do you think a kid...
I've always thought that it was, like, I've always thought it's like anything, right?
Mm.
I've always just thought, I mean, and I'm not gay, so I'm speaking purely just from my experiences with gay people, but I've always thought that there are some people out there who... From the minute they were born, they knew they were gay.
Mm.
They've just always been. And then I do believe there are also people out there who chose that lifestyle.
There are.
You know what
but
I mean?
They went, tried it. I've had a conversation. I'm like, wait. Say it again. Don't confuse the fuck out of me. No, I tried it. I liked it. So I'm like, I'm staying here.
Yeah. So I think it goes, but that's the nature
so
of human
beings. So there's no
beings.
Black and white.
No.
But is there with anything?
Right?
It's like, okay, for example, I was born, I'm straight, and I'm a woman, whatever. If I decide that I want to start sleeping with women, like, I find women attractive. I think women are beautiful.
Mm.
But if I decided, like, I could do it. If I decided I wanted to be with a
try,
woman.
Yeah.
If I fell in love with a woman,
that's
just what happened.
Yeah.
And then I'd be gay because I fell in love with that person. Not necessarily because I am gay. You know, so I believe there are people like that.
Mm.
And then there are people that, forget about them. From the minute they came out, they were just gay.
Okay.
Yeah,
I understand
that.
Would you explore, like, to see if you'd like, maybe one night you went out in your
that's
time.
A question between him and God.
I don't like come across and say, no, I would never ever do it and make someone feel like it's not
okay
to try that.
This is just your
but for me personally, my mind has never even.
You've been around
yet.
Men if you're not attracted to men, you're not attracted
to
men.
And to be honest, that's the thing.
That's
I have
wrong,
a more,
okay.
I'm more, I enjoy female company.
Mm. Yeah.
Even in terms
that's
of friendships, I enjoy female company regardless. So for me, like, I didn't like being friends between
anyone. Can I ask you men, straight men, a question?
Yeah.
Homophobic men, if they have two women sitting next to them who are kissing or going out of
the
whatever, or it's hot, or it's like whatever, I'm not fazed by it, but if two men come near them,
there's
that, like, oh my God.
I think it's because they're attracted to women instead of men. So two of them.
We like women, so we like to watch women.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Like,
I'm attracted to men. I'm not going to watch gay porn. It comes down to society. Society says it's wrong.
Everyone thinks
that
just jump on that.
Because society says we two women together is okay, so everyone's okay.
Yeah.
That's my issue.
Yeah. But no, for me, like, listen, I'm not, like, I've never even thought about trying men.
Mm-hmm.
I've never thought about, but maybe also it has to do with maybe my household and everything else.
Yeah,
well, that plays a huge impact on me.
Yeah.
My mind doesn't even go there. You know what I mean? I love women too much, you know. So for me, I don't know. I love black women too much. Light skin and dark skin. I don't see me trying to play me with that.
I didn't know.
Black
women too much.
I love women too much for that. But I do understand where someone might be exploring and then enjoy it and stuff like that. Onto them, man. Whatever makes you happy.
Going to say, I'm like, even for some gay people, it was still catching up to it because it's always been, because sexuality sort of look like, I don't know who comes up with this title, but they keep adding more to it. It's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I only know there's trans women, gay women, lesbians, like non-binary. So it's a lot. So if you don't get it, that part, straight people, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But all I'm always going to say is, before you said it, just make it very clear. I'm not trying to be very offensive. I just don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that in your thingy.
Mm-hmm.
But just the fact that you didn't really go into it. I'm like, someone that's in the closet, like, scared hearing it. I get that.
Yeah.
I understand that. But
yeah.
I'm like,
podcast.
I think all of you, gay people,
LGBT people in the closet right now, listening.
Honey, if you're going to come out when you're ready. Like, have your own place, because if we black, we're going to kick the fuck out. The community is going to come for your ass.
Yeah,
so always do it when you're like, I don't give a fuck. It's just, there's a freeing about being able to be like, wait, I just want to be free. Like, I don't care how you feel. I'm not killing anyone. I'm not killing myself. I'm not hurting anyone. I just want to be mean. So if you have an issue with it, stay in the closet still. I'm going to, like, it's just best. It's for your own safety,
for
your own mental health.
Yeah,
stay there.
Yeah,
please, it's safe for
now.
As I was saying to you guys off mic, is, you know, my closest friend came out and came out as a lesbian, and we were best friends for years and years and years. And before she came out, I probably would have had the same views as some of these, you know, Christians or these Ghanaians or Africans, you know, because I was raised in that household and I believed the same things that I was taught, right?
Yeah.
So she came out and told me she was a lesbian, then she told me she was joking, then she told me she was a lesbian again because she wasn't really fully ready.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when she was ready and she did tell me, and I kind of, at first I was like, oh shit, like this means that I can't be friends with you anymore because these are the beliefs that I have.
It's going against it.
It's going against our beliefs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then, you know, we stayed friends and I realized, well, nothing really changed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, nothing changed at all.
She knew that would happen. Because there's no way, it's such a big thing to just say, I am.
Yeah.
Quite knew, but I just couldn't say it. And then, because she knew I felt that way, she always told people that would bring it up to her, like, he's not ready, just don't say it, don't bring it up. Just act like,
yeah,
we don't know. So your, for any friend of yours to come to you, we know you're going to be okay regardless how you react. It's like time, which is because the friendship is what mattered to you. So we know.
So that's why I'm defensive.
Actually, we're both not even homophobic, but
I appreciate her for giving her that lesson. Have you experienced any gay hatred? Have you been in a situation where somebody is, you know, attacked or treated you?
Yes, but not to like a very yes, but thank fuck I have such great friends that each time that they know me, I'm not gonna start the fight. It's never me doing it. Like, and no, that's not Clinton. So if it does happen, if I'm like a bit upset, they're like, we got this, nigga, sit down, we'll take care of it. I think, I'm not gonna say the name because I'm gonna get in trouble, but I was like, this clubbing event that got very popular at the time. I knew her. We hanged out outside of like the whole clubbing thing. So one of the male friends, I didn't know at the time when he hit me, but he wanted to dance with like my other female friend, and she was just kind of like, that fuck my uncle, get away. But he didn't, he was so drunk and just out of it, he didn't care. And because I was like, bro, she just said, get away, that's your cue, leave. And I'm just dancing, he just came and slapped me at the back. But the thing is, those group of people that were doing the whole clubbing event saw. So I'm like, you're not gonna do anything. I went up to him, he's like, he's my cousin. I'm like, and
wow.
So I was like, that's, but my friends popped up like, Chanel, thank you. Chanel's like, fuck out it. Chanel's this tiny person, but she's vocally like, in your face, like, no, fuck you guys. I'm like, fuck, right, because kudos to them, because now recently, this whole came out about them being all kinds of fucked up. So I'm like, well.
Wow. Okay.
See how in movies, like, they start to incorporate a lot of gay people and a lot of things like that. Because
we exist.
We exist, and like, some people have something. Yeah, some people have things against it because their kids are growing up. They don't want their kids to be seeing things like that. And what I see, this is for both of you. Yeah, what is both of your perspective on like?
That's
I feel like society now pushing the gay agenda to everyone.
Like,
kind of
pushing because it's kind of like, okay, when you if you're on Netflix, just go to the freaking genre LGBT. Don't watch it then. If you have an issue with that, you don't.
But like
see
in
that.
Terms of like, and even like in the cartoons or whatever, there's gonna be someone that's gay, and and we straight people sometimes, you know, feel like
sometimes.
Oh, me sometimes.
For all,
yeah.
I feel like the straight people think like that for the longest time. That's all. As gay people that wasn't coming out, so we've been saying, how do you think we felt?
Yeah,
that's not felt on us.
Yeah,
it didn't work. Why are we like? What does it like matter? Why does it matter?
I think
what
their
matter?
Perspective would be more so kids seeing that.
I hear you.
Yeah, my kids see it. Straight people be out here doing
but
all
you
kinds
know what?
Of shit.
As a responsible, as a responsible parent, right?
Yeah.
It's my responsibility to equip my son, knowing that there are these types of people, there are these types of people, and there are all types of people, and just like there are cultures and religions and beliefs. Just because I'm a just because I was a Christian or I say I'm a Christian doesn't mean I don't educate my son about it. You may experience someone who wears, you know, a hat on their head.
Do you know they're starting to teach that in schools now as well? Homosexuality.
Right, okay.
So my brother is a hard-ass Christian, and his whole thing was they started to teach homosexuality in schools.
And he didn't like it.
He didn't like it, so he pulled his kid out of that school.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Because for him, it's like it gives a different perspective on the kid started to... He's basically trying to say, he started to get a bit confused about
Dad,
what is
right? Sorry. Was his issue that they were teaching it too young or that they were teaching it at all?
Oh. Teaching it too young.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And how old was the child?
I think 4 or 5.
But I think
4 or 5? Like something like that.
Oh,
so
no,
he's
but
old.
I think the problem that where people are, and it goes back to what you said, is why are we sexualizing gayness? So like, for example... To talk about gay people, like, okay, maybe if you're talking about, well, then there's a man, and the man takes his penis, and the man sticks the penis in the guy's bum, and that's what it means to be gay.
Okay.
But that's not what they're teaching in school.
I don't know what they're teaching in school.
But it's the same way, the same way you wouldn't teach a child who's 4 that, well, what your mum and dad do when they go home is take the penis out and take the penis in a bag. No one's asking you
to
teach sex.
I get what you're trying
to
say.
You know what I mean? Why are we putting gayness in the same lane as sexuality?
Trying to make it too
sexual. If you take that part, like, let's say, whatever you guys do, we don't know. I think people will actually have a different perception.
But as soon as they think gay, that's the first
thing.
Everyone thinks
gay. Especially like African parents, like when they hear gay, that's the first thing they think about. And then,
but it is a double-edged sword, right? Because people see gay men, and they might, like, one of you could be gay for a like, you know, I know you both and I know you're not, but what I'm saying is, if I didn't get
don't make it seem like you're
I'm just saying that I can walk into a room and there may be a gay man in there who appears straight, quote-unquote straight, or what we think should be straight, right?
Yeah.
So there are gay men who don't, but whenever Africans hear gay,
they
think of, you know, the guy that's walking around in his high heels, tapping his fingers with his lipstick on, and they exist as well, but they're not the totality of
gay. I think
gay
it's lack of education.
Yes.
Yeah,
but it's like just our parents are just not willing to just kind of listen. Like, no. That's how I think.
But also, you can't blame them. You can't blame them. It's just what
they
also learned from their parents.
Well, I don't.
It's Christianity.
Yeah.
That's rooted in Christianity. Sorry,
it's
Christians,
fucked up
but
to
it
me.
Is.
It's just kind of like, I remember I was telling my grandmother this. At first, she just left my grandfather. She took her a long time to leave. He was very abusive. And I'm like, leave his ass. She's like, the Bible says for better for us. I'm like, bitch, you've been through the worst. Dead bitch.
Yeah.
I'm like, when you trying to wait till he hits your ass and you die?
Yeah.
Leave him. I get what the Bible says, but you gotta leave, sis. This ain't good for you.
Enough of that conversation. In terms of, you know about the Derrick Jackson situation?
Yeah.
No, this is the problem I had,
mm-hmm.
And I'll just say what problem I had, then you guys get an idea where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So, he cheated, yeah?
Fact.
He's been cheating for a while.
Fact.
He doesn't practice what he preaches, correct?
Mm-hmm.
He's a false prophet,
mm-hmm.
okay? And then his wife
mm-hmm.
forgives him. Okay,
mm-hmm.
His wife is okay with whatever and has moved on from it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So why are women now attacking the wife for forgiving him?
Well, they are.
Yeah, they are.
I'm not.
Now she became the enemy because she forgave her husband and now she's with her husband.
Yeah, but that's
and
between them
two.
Like,
that's my point.
Yeah.
Like,
No. See, it's between them two.
Mm. Yeah, but she's.
But if you leave your relationship out on social media
uh-huh.
and you preach that this is the way a relationship
yeah.
should be on social
yeah.
media,
yeah.
then expect.
But the wife had nothing to do with it.
With
regardless.
So my thing is she's supposed to be focused on the man. So why is it that now when a woman decides to be independent and stick to it and don't care, give a fuck if
again,
she's cheated?
She decides to be all...
I don't think
never
it
cheated.
Was so much that the women were attacking her. I think they were trying to give her a wake up.
But like, bitch,
there
wake
are definitely
the fuck
awake.
There are
no!
Definitely...
No,
I see what I mean.
No!
How do you know she's not awake?
No. Look, each to their own, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're in a relationship, like they say, love is blind, right?
Mm.
When you're in love with somebody, you don't really see what everybody else
sees
sometimes.
Oh,
right.
Please.
It's true, though.
No.
So is it not possible that she sees it?
No.
Okay with it?
How many female friends
no,
I have? I'm like, bitch, you're better than this motherfucker.
I've been in that situation.
But they're just
before,
always
right?
like,
not everyone can
picture.
See the issue with the
yeah.
person.
Yeah.
But
you,
don't,
you
see,
don't
see the
but if she
issue.
Decides to
so,
want to be in it, isn't that
she has, but what I'm saying is, the people around me
yeah.
who love me dearly, they weren't saying to this man, what the hell are you doing?
Oh,
what's
yeah.
wrong with you? They were saying to me, What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Even though I wasn't the one out here doing it, everybody and everyone that
moved. You're so right.
But you know what I mean? So what I'm saying is when people care about you or are invested in your life, they want to see you do better. So I don't think so much of the women, I mean, there were some women attacking her 100%. But there's also women out there that were just trying to give her like a, hello, honey, what's going on with you? Because the guys,
I only see those women. I only saw the women that were laughing at her outfit, what she was wearing.
But yeah, but didn't you find it strange?
How she looked, not even so much how she looked,
like the vibe.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like,
it was just sitting there.
Yeah,
I think she's someone that
like holding her head like you agree with me.
Like, do you imagine what that guy must be like off camera, like at home? Imagine how much of a narcissist he is. Imagine how abusive he is.
And there's no
when I watched it, all I thought was this man is insane. Like,
yeah,
he really thinks that he can sit in front of this camera and finesse everyone. And even when she like when she started speaking, even if you look at the way he kind of like is staring at her, like I bet you would say
something
bad. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know,
someone told me
that
her body language in the video was weird. It was off
to me.
The way she was just sitting over there and she wasn't really saying.
But you know she went live again.
To me, that was still fucked up. That was a message. That was, I'm not into this video.
Yeah.
If I tell you,
but she did another video where she was just by herself and saying,
but wouldn't you defend yourself after what happened and people coming for her and her?
But that's what I'm saying. But I don't agree with whatever that guy does. Wasn't reason. I mean, Derek Jackson. Everything he does, I disagree with. But I just feel like when a woman makes a choice to do whatever she wants, you're supposed to support her, not attack her.
But
That's my problem.
Coming from that same experience, is you can support someone, right? And, and say that you, if you choose to, and this is what most people that loved me did, if you choose to be with this person, be with this person. And then when shit hit the fan, nobody said I told you so, which I appreciated, right?
Yeah.
But during that relationship, they did still try and say to me, like, you need to wake up and you need to, like, smell the coffee.
Right. Because I feel like women don't stick together enough, especially black women. I feel like black women don't stick together enough to a point where it's so easy to separate them. It's so easy for men to come in and separate black women,
But then
the same black women stay saying black women empowerment, women this, women
but
that.
But what was the response you were hoping to see? Like, what would you have expected
to
do?
Not attack her, focus on the man, because the man is the one that fucked up. The way some women went about it was wrong. Like, you can't attack her outfit, you can't attack her nails. Some woman was like, oh, look at her nails. No wonder his husband is cheating.
So
I'm like, black women can't preach about sticking together when it's so easy for you guys to be separated in less than 3 or 4 seconds. A guy can come between a woman in less than 10 seconds. It's so easy.
Yeah,
so,
but women come between men.
It's not as easy. It's not as easy to come. Nah, I don't think it's as easy to come between men.
Really?
100%. But even men will get over it. You know what I mean? But women will not talk.
Let's not.
It's almost been accepted that you guys
cheat.
So, like, the internet going for him, no one's going to bother because it's like you cheated. Okay, surprise. That's not a surprise. But what is a surprise is a woman who stands by a man publicly after he humiliates you. That's a surprise. I'm not saying that it's not a good thing or a bad thing. I don't have an opinion.
I
mean, whatever
the dynamic
is
right now, because I'm like, what is she going through? Like, bitch, are you okay?
But I think where people were mad and why people came for her so hard was because he painted out kind of like the Quavo and Sweetie, that they had this great relationship, and then he had all the answers for relationships, and then,
Because you join anything, you want to close it out? I'm going to edit this
close
a lot,
it out,
so.
You know? Send some vibes.
Both of you, do you have some vibes you want to send out too?
I just want to say, it is never okay for anyone to put anyone's hands on anyone in any type of relationship, and if that's happening to you, 1-800-RESPECT.
Respect.
Guys, just stay true to yourself. If you're in the closet, stay in it. If it's not good for you, like I just said, it's a lot. Just take your time with it. Let it just sink in. You'll get there.
And actually, I wonder her last thing.
What do you guys want to say?
This is the last thing I wanted to say. A lot of people sometimes message us about our podcast. Like, we did a Christian topic, or we do well by the message about why didn't you ask this? Why didn't you ask that? And then,
I was thinking, why didn't you?
And I feel like there's such a need for black voices because our podcast is entertainment. You know what I mean? We're just here to joke and laugh. And be
honey,
stupid.
I was fired up watching you. I was being in that room.
Wait a minute.
You know I mean? So I think from here on, like, what we're trying to do is, of course, we have a responsibility as well to, you know, say the right things and not just be ignorant and stupid all the time.
Ask for feedback
and stuff like that. But at the same time, I feel like, Cindy, you do a great job in having these type of conversations. Clinton, you do a great job in having this conversation about things that concern you both. So as much as we're an entertainment podcast, I think we're trying to incorporate intelligence to it, as well as education,
yes,
as well as responsibility.
Yeah.
So for the people, like the older men, like some old, the old ass guy messaging me talking about this was the best podcast. It was so informative. The last episode.
Oh, I'm glad.
And I feel bad sometimes because we're an entertainment podcast.
Mm. Yeah, we
and
keep it light, right?
Yeah, we keep it light. You know what I mean? So it's kind of hard, but what I'm trying to do by the end of the year is we're going to try and create more podcasts, but different categories of podcasts where someone can listen to a gospel podcast and get all the information they want from there.
I won't be here.
So this, depending on how this podcast goes to the end of the year, we're gonna start creating more black voices in different podcasts, which I'm not, you're not gonna hear me on this.
No, I reckon
yeah.
it's gonna go off.
Yeah,
it's so interesting.
So creating like a network.
But also, if you are listening and you have ideas or you have questions, or for example, you guys have heard Clinton speaking today, if you have questions or you have things, definitely hit up Eddie.
Yeah. No, because sometimes I get frustrated because I'll be like,
no,
it's a fucking entertainment podcast. Like,
well,
why are you taking this seriously?
Yeah. Are you okay with people hitting you up to ask genuine questions? I say genuine because I
thank
you.
Keyword. Keyword.
Genuine questions.
Yes,
if they have questions about
yes,
it, or maybe there are people that are listening who think they might be gay, are you okay with being someone that they can
yes,
speak
and
to?
Yes,
and just know, on here that
keep it private. Like, just... if you want to, hit me up, please.
And you can be a regular on here. Like, every now and then, you feel like there's something that you want to share with us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind if you can't make it here. We can call you off the first interview as well.
Okay.
Call you off the phone, and we can have that conversation.
Whatever the topic is, if I'm interested in, I have a lot to say. Because
I feel like this has grown
right.
from just
yeah.
being just boys being stupid to now a lot of people want to hear. Because obviously, there's
a voice.
There's a voice, and we're starving. A lot of people are starving for, like, black podcasts.
Yeah.
So they just come listen to our one and they hear shit like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, it's an entertainment podcast.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say, go listen to some other. Because we know you.
You're saying, tell us what you want.
Well,
yeah.
I don't want to be rude and be like, fuck you, it's an entertainment podcast. So we're going to listen to what you have to say and we'll find ways to,
right?
You know,
look at you,
put that
in place. And he's growing
It's all for the entertainment. Yeah, anyways, we out, man. Peace out. Peace.
Enjoy your week.
Enjoy. Yeah, take care. Yeah, first.